We're up to Perek Aleph Pasuk. Pasuk Tezayin. Pasuk Tezayin. Dibarti ani im libi. Okay, I spoke to my heart. Okay, he speaks to himself. Shlomo HaMelech speaks. If you walk in the street and you talk to yourself, it's not good for Shidduchim. It's not good for Shidduchim if you walk in the street and you start talking to yourself.
Yeah, but now you look at people.
Oh, now you have a cell phone. Bluetooth, right. Bluetooth and cell phone. So it's not a kash. Okay, but Dibarti ani im libi, I spoke to my heart. I consulted Lamar saying as follows. Ani I, Hine higdalti v'yosafti chachma al kol ha-shehoye lefonai al Yerushalayim. I have higdalti v'yosafti chachma. Two expressions. Has become great and have added chachma more so than all of those that preceded me al Yerushalayim in Yerushalayim. And we mentioned many times in the portion of here that Yerushalayim refers to the ir ha-chachma. Yerushalayim is the city of knowledge, the city of chachma. That's not what we today refer to. Some say we call Yerushalayim ir ha-kodesh. But in Koheles, Yerushalayim is consistently called the Ir HaChochma. Today, Lakewood, if you say Lakewood is the Ir HaKodesh, you right away get a rebuke. You know what it's called Lakewood? Yeah, you have to say the Ir HaTorah. Now, there's only one Ir HaKodesh, and that is Yerushalayim. But yet, I just mentioned is that in Koheles, it's not called the Ir HaKodesh, it's called the Ir of Chochma. My heart saw an abundance of chokhmah vodas. Okay, let's take a look over here at the mitzvah of stuff. Pasuk tezayin. Pasuk tezayin dibarti. What does it mean dibarti? So the mitzvah says, do not take this pasuk literally. I was not talking to myself. It means chashavti bi'atzmi. I thought, contemplated. V'lo dibarti el hazulos. I did not speak to another. I just thought about. I thought about the following. Higdalti hayisi bigedula rabba. I was in a state. So higdalti does not mean according to that a chokhmah. Means I was in a state of greatness, and this means that my mind was expansive. When a person is very wealthy, when a person is secure, then you have very big hasagas. Trump, right, he wants to be president. Why does he have such hasagas? Because he has nothing else to do. Right? You're in a state of mind, you have all this money, you have nothing to do with yourself, so then you start thinking hasagas. You look for covet. You want covet, you want the honor, you want prestige, you want to be heard. So therefore he's saying here, this worked to my advantage. When a person is torn, the person is under the oil of Parnassa, the oil of he has tirdis, you're busy the whole day responding, putting out fires, responding to emergencies, you don't have a time to develop intellectually. And we mentioned many times, that's what the Nazis did. The Nazis, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, did to Achein Bnei Yisrael in the Holocaust. They deliberately starved them. Why? Because a person that's starving, you don't have time to think. You don't have time to rebel. When all you think about is food, what are you going to eat the next meal? Your mind shuts down. Shlomo HaMelech says, my mind did not shut down because Higdalti, I was in a state of greatness. I had it all. When you have it all, therefore, there's nothing holding you back. I'm able to develop. I'm able to advance intellectually. Hayisi bigedula rabba. I was in a state of greatness. Doesn't mean that if you look at the pasuk at face value, you would say Higdalti means I added. I became very great in wisdom. In intellect. No, it means I was great in general in a state of in a state of greatness. And that allows a person to sharpen his intellect, because you have an expansive heart. You have nothing in this world to worry about. Parnassa is not a problem. Shidduchim is not a problem. Health is not a problem. I have it all. So now my next thing is to sit the whole day in the library and to think about Chochma. The Hasafti what? The oil Rambam was right. We know the letters. The Rambam he wrote to different people that don't have a moment to breathe. And at the moment, the whole day I work for the Sultan, and I come home, and then there's a line of people out the door seeking my free services. And the Chanani, he was definitely the exception. I added Chachma with abundance. More than worse than all of the kings that existed in Yerushalayim. Now here, the parentheses says something very interesting. He said, what is the Mitzudas here? What does the Pasuk mean, all of the kings? Well, how many kings lived in Yerushalayim before the time of Shlomo HaMelech? Only one king, only his father. There was only one of the king in Yerushalayim, David Melech Yisrael. So what then does it mean, Al-Kol HaShohoyu Lefonai, what kings? So he writes over here, V'yitochin she'omar al malchei hagoyim, ki David aviv levad molach b'Yerushalayim v'loy oid. So when it says, al kol ha'shohoye lefonai, al Yerushalayim lefonai, b'loshen rabim, it means there are other kings, other rulers, there are other rulers who lived in Yerushalayim. Malki tzedek melech sholem. Well, that was way, way back. But it appears there's some history that has been lost from us. There were other very wise kings that ruled over Yerushalayim that were not Jews. What?
The Yebusim had the territory.
And it means that they were wise people. Yerushalayim is the only place that tolerates wisdom. No fools. We don't suffer any fools in Yerushalayim. You have to be very clever.
Except the Jerusalem syndrome, right?
What's Jerusalem syndrome?
Not jobs up here in Jerusalem.
The walnuts. You go to the Kaisel HaMaravi, they're called the walnuts.
Right. It's called Jerusalem syndrome.
Jerusalem syndrome, the spirituality, right? You're drawn by the spirituality okay. But the kings, the people in charge are very shrewd and very wise. That's with my heart saw with understanding an enormous amount of chachma of odas. Okay, so this is the parish of the mitzvahs. I think the main chidushim of the mitzvahs we take out is number one is dibarti. Alibi means contemplation. Does not mean literally speech. I mean, some can argue. If you want, you can argue. You could say that it's good to speak things out. There are a lot of gedolei that we know that when you learn Torah, you're supposed to that Torah is life to those who find it. Motza, someone who finds it. The Chazal Darshan, al tikri motzaehem, al motzaehem, I forgot the exact word, el motzaehem bepeh, to a person that brings it forth. That Torah is life for the people that actually they say out the words of Torah. When you speak to you, talk to yourself, it enhances your ability to remember, to understand. So you would suggest, if not for this mitzudos, that's exactly what it means. That Shlomo HaMelech, he locked himself up in a room and he spoke to himself, he talked to himself, that was able to enhance his understanding of the subject matter. We know the Chavetz Chaim talked to himself, a lot of the Baalei Musar, they would talk to themselves, and that enhanced their ability to bring to impress upon themselves the words that they were learning. But that's not what the Mitzvah says. He says Dibarti Ani Alibi is just a metaphor. It means that I thought. The second chiddush we learned is Higdalti does not mean that I became great in knowledge. Higdalti means that I was extremely wealthy. I had nothing to worry about. I was in a state of greatness. I had servants. And when a person has harchava sadas, you don't have what to worry about, then nimela, that provides an environment where you are able to develop intellectually. And then the next thing was Mikol Ashahoy Lefanai. The next chiddush was Lefanai, that there was only one king in Yerushalayim before David, before Shlomo, and that was David. So therefore, the Mitzvah says it has to be that there were rulers. There was a tradition that the Yevusim, like you mentioned, the Yerushalayim was from the tribe of the, was from the seven Amonim, from the Yevusim. They were kings. They were very wise, clever people who ruled over Yerushalayim. Perhaps not even Jewish people, not Jewish people. They were very wise, and Shlomo HaMelech studied their legacy, their wisdom, and he added to that. That's what we mentioned. But that goes way, way back. How far do we go back in the Chanam? So we didn't mention that. Okay, so these I think are the main ideas of the chidushim of the mitzudos. Rashi has a different approach.
Another big chidush, he says, I didn't speak to the, it says, what's the notion?
Lo dibarti al azulat. He says, I spoke to the smartest person around, who was me.
Okay. Okay, in a chanami, okay, in a chanami. Okay, now Rashi is a bit different. Rashi says, Rashi learned that this pasuk is a continuation of the previous pasuk. Achshav shiradati migdulo si. Now that I've been deposed for 3 years, we know that Shaul HaMelech was deposed as king for 3 years, Ashmedai came into the palace.
You're saying like Targum.
Right, exactly. It's like the Targum. He's going back going back to the Pesukim before of Hayisi Melech. Hayisi Melech, we're going all the way back, Pasuk Yud Beis. Ani Koheles Hayisi, in the past, no more. Hayisi, once upon a time I was Melech. Melech, according to the Targum, was over the whole world. And then what happened? Al Yisrael. And even that I lost. And then it was Yerushalayim, and even that I lost. And the only thing I was left with was being melech over my makel. So dibarti ani im libi, lemar. I said to myself, Rashi says, "Achshav shirati migdulosi." Now that I have descended from my greatness, ani noisein libi lemar. I said to my heart, "How in the world can this have happened to me?" Who would have ever imagined that such a thing could have happened? So Rashi is giving what appears to be a very novel interpretation of this pasuk. How could it be ani? How could it be that I, the great Shlomo HaMelech, who was higdalti v'hoisafti, I became extremely great. I became extremely great. Al kol ashohayu lefanai Yerushalayim, v'libi ro harbi chokhma vodas. How could it have been such a thing that I fall into such a low that I'm no longer the king? It's only because Rashi really told us the answer before. Only because I have sinned. And then, I mean, this is a theme that we're going to see a little bit more soon. Is that Shlomo Melech says that when a person becomes wise, it's there is a very great danger. Wisdom brings with it arrogance. What? Not only guy, but it brings confidence. It brings confidence that you know it all. You know it all. There's nothing you do not know. Okay. And you're above the law. Corruption. Chachma brings with it corruption. That I'm not held accountable to the laws. I'm above.
Yitzhak,
but besides being Yitzhak, finally the Yitzhak is that if I know the laws, to me it does not apply. Hashem said that a king may not have more than 18 wives, may not have too many horses, may not go back to Mitzrayim. Yeah, that's for the average king. But being that I am such a wise man, all of these precautions, these gedem, do not apply to me. And because he made these mistakes, that's exactly why he was deposed. That's why he took too many wives. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed him from power. He was no longer the melech. So similarly, Rash over here, it's more of a midrashic. How could this possibly have been such a thing that I went and I fell from such a greatness to I sunk to such a low? Okay, let's see the Targum. Targum Pasuk Tesvav. Tamzor Tezayin. Tezayin Paragim says, Milelas ano beharhor libi lememar. So Targum learns like Rashi. I did not actually speak. I'm not from the Balei Musa from the 20th century. I thought in my heart. Ano ho asgidi, I am great. I am great. I am a very great person. And that was the source of my downfall. The Oisefis, I added. So again, asgisi means I've increased, I have made great. V'yoseifis, and I've collected. Chochmesa, wisdom. Al kol chakimaya, more so than all of the wise men, the havo kodamai that was before me, Yerushalem. V'libi, my heart, chazot sagius, and my heart has seen much. Chochmesa, uman de'ah, Chochma and knowledge. Okay, Chochma and knowledge. Right now, we're not going to go into the difference between the two. Whatever, two different expressions of Chochma. Okay, so we have the Mitzudas, we have the Targum, and we have Rashi. It seems that the Targum argues on the Mitzudas, and when it says Godalti refers to Higdalti, means I have accumulated wisdom, not like the Mitzudos that says Higdalti means I became a great person and now I have Archava Sadas. I became a wealthy, successful person and I can do whatever I want. That's not what the Targum says. The Targum says that I have added, I have accumulated. It's another word for Hoisafti. It's a synonym for Hoisafti. Just like I've accumulated, I've also expanded the depth of my knowledge to more so than anyone else from before me. Okay, there's one short I did want to share with you from the Sefer Sarasi Bamedinos. He cites from the Maloi HaOmer, that Sefer that you gave me. So the Sefer also the Chamesh Megillah, I actually have it in the Kurslos, has it? In the Kurslos, does he have the Maloi HaOmer? Okay, I have another Sefer that has, it's a very good Sefer, it has all the Rishonim. And he has the Maloi HaOmer. I actually have the Maloi HaOmer. I know, I have it now. I have it. Baruch Hashem, I have it. My bag, I have it. So he says, the Loimer says, he just says that how could it be that in this generation, you go to the Svarim store, there's so many new Svarim. Okay, now not all of them are very top notch. But there are some in between. Every once in a while, there's some very very powerful stuff. And the question is, how could it be that today there are such mechatchim, such great innovators? Let's go back to Chaim Soloveitch. Okay, everyone, the Chaim Halevi, Rambam. It's acknowledged. It's a brilliant piece of work. So, but Rav Chaim, he only lived, how long ago did he live? 150 years ago? How long ago did he live already? How could it be that the Rishonim, you don't find the Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, you don't find them, I should say, you don't find like the Kadmonim writing Lamdas. It's very, you learn a Rishonim, they say the Mekatzer, and they say Yisoidos. The name of Falpel. So many people today think that Pilpel, it's a great advancement. It's an advancement in society that in the later generations we've come to this Pilpel and the Achronim. So the answer is obviously is that the Achronim, what it's called, they're giants. They're midgets. They're midgets resting on the shoulders of giants. A midget. A giant, you have a certain perspective. You're very, very tall. But if you take a midget and you put a midget on the shoulders of the giant, so the midget can see even further because the midget is even higher. He's another couple of inches. But the bottom line is, he's a midget. And when you take him down off the shoulders of the giant, so what could he possibly see? He can see nothing. He has extremely limited perspective. Kinanos al gabe onok, like a midget on top of a giant. So this is how we view. It's not that the Achronim are great. The Rishonim have paved the way for the Achronim. The Rishonim have laid out a foundation upon which the Achronim are able to mufalpel and to expand upon. But if not for the Rishonim, it would be nothing. So that is exactly what the Maloi HaOmer says, the pshat in this pasuk. Even Shlomo HaMelech was saying about himself that all of my great chokhmah, I am acknowledged as being the Chacham Mikol HaAdam. I'm acknowledged, but you should know, he says, all of my Chachma is only built on the foundation of my predecessors. That's very, very humble thing to say. Because after all, Shlomo HaMelech was the Chacham HaAdam Mikol HaAdam, right? He was given, Hashem said to him, came to him in a dream and said, what do you want? And he said, I want Chachma. Hashem gave him Chachma. So you would think that his Chachma is unique. He can stand on his own. He does not need his predecessors in order to reach his exalted level of wisdom. No, he writes here in this pasuk, Hinei, Dibartanim Libi Leimar, I made the following analysis. I humbled myself and I said to myself, I have nothing to brag about. What am I? I'm acknowledged as being the greatest, the wisest man that ever lived. All of my knowledge is nothing special. Ani, all I am is Hine Higdalti. I've just v'chosafti chachma. It's just an addition, an increased knowledge. Al kol asher hoyo lefonai al Yerushalayim. It's just that I'm adding to my predecessors.
He's acknowledged that the reason he had this all-encompassing knowledge is because it was a gift.
Right. Well, right. But it's more than just a gift. It's saying that it's in addition. It's a tosefes. I'm a midget on top of a giant, and therefore it's nothing special. Ani, now there are two, the Malam writes, so there are two different words, Ani and Anochi. What is the difference between the word Ani and the word Anochi? Ani means, it's not important who I am. I'll give you an example. Let's see, want to say Ani Yoshev. I am sitting. Ani Yoshev. You can say Anochi Yoshev, and you can say Ani Yoshev. What's the difference between the two expressions? When you say Ani Yoshev, what you're trying to say is, what's important is I'm sitting. I'm not standing. Who is the one that's sitting? That's irrelevant. It happens to be that it's me. But that's not important. What's important is that I'm sitting. We're now in a matzav of yeshiva. We're not in a matzav of amida. When you write or you say Onochi Yoshev, the stress is it's me. It's me, not you, not him. Sitting, well, it happens to me that I'm sitting. It's not really relevant that I'm sitting. I could have been standing. I could be lying down. That's not what's important. What's important for you is it's Onochi. It is I. And then it's not you, and it is not someone else. Very big difference. You know, Parashas Yisro is a very nice Jewish. Parashas Yisro, there are two I's. There are two themes in Parashas Yisro. There's the Aseres HaDibros, and then there is the Parsha of Yisro. Yisro comes, the whole Parsha actually is called after Yisro. It's shocking, you would think the whole Parsha would be called after Matan Torah. The Parsha is called after Yisro. Two stories, that's the whole Parsha. Yisro comes, he criticizes his son-in-law, what else is new, right? And then Moshe, what? He gives him advice. Well, what is criticism, okay? He gives him some advice, and then Moshe takes the advice and gives him kavod, and then comes Matan Torah. Two different separate stories in Parashas Yisro. How does Yisro introduce himself? Ani Yisro Chosencha Boilecha. Ani! It is little me, Yisro is coming to greet you, Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm coming to you. Then we have the second theme in the parasha. Aseres Dibros. Onoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Contrast the ani of Yisro to the onoichi of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yisro says it's not important who I am. What's important is I'm coming. Ani Chosencha Yisro Boi Lecha. I want to join Klal Yisrael. Aseres HaDibros, what's important is, forget about what it says in the Aseres HaDibros. What's important is, the Ribbono Shel Olam, Onoichi Hashem Elokecha. Here, Shlomo HaMelech is humbling himself with regard to his chachma. He's saying, Ani, dibarti, ani, im libi lemar, ani. He keeps on saying the word ani. It's not so important who I am. I'm just a pawn in Hashem's army. Hinei also is an expression of the unexpected. I'm a little guy. What am I? I'm a little humble person over here. I'm a nobody. Hinei, the unexpected. The unexpected. Hidalti v'yosafti, my chokma, it's nothing special. It's all of my knowledge is just an addition. It's a tosefes. Hidalti v'yosafti chokma, al kol asher hayu lefonai al Yerushalayim. Everything over here is just pure, a pure expression of humility. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I missed in the title. What is Gushpanti?
The choisem, Gushpanti is the choisem, is the seal of the signet ring, yeah.
Is it really a good generalization about Anochi? I mean, Anochi is you many, many times.
So study this, the Malm. The Malm says, I'm not making this up, the Malm says this the difference.
I mean, to generalize.
What?
To generalize, I don't know, I could think of the examples that don't really point to that.
Okay, you have to study the Malm. Ger v'toyshav anochi imochem. Avraham said that.
Yeah, he's saying I'm just.
So you can interpret it to mean anochi. Even my greatest gaiva, even me, the anochi. Even if you'll go and you'll define me as being an anochi, you'll go and you'll even if you will look at me and you'll say, look at his resume. Avraham is a pretty impressive. How many people do you know were thrown into a kivshon ha'esh and come out alive? All that among you, I'm a nothing. You're building yourself up to humble yourself.
Maybe it depends on where Anochi is.
It's
a sense. Maybe
Okay, that's another idea. Okay, they're different ideas, but this is what the Ma'alim says. It fits very nicely in this Jewish and the Parashat Yisro.
Except that you have so many times God says, "Ki kadoshani."
Because you have to know in the context. You have to study everything in the context. Okay. So I just want to point out that in this pasuk, it fits, this idea, Ani, fits in very well with the idea of the Meloi Ha'omer. The Meloi Ha'omer is trying to say that what Shlomo Melech here is saying is he's humbling himself and saying, all of my chacham is no big deal. It's a nanas, al gad, on the shoulders of an onok. And then he's humble. The male fits very well when he says Ani. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Now that I have explored, I have done all of these things, I have applied myself. Okay, Etna is a good translation for the Etna. I have applied myself, Libi Lodas Chochma, to know knowledge, Vidas Holelos, and to know. Holelos means foolishness. We'll see in a few moments. We'll look at the Mitsudos Tzion. It's a very hard word to translate. What do they translate in English? Like folly?
Folly.
Yes. Madness?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not in the sense of insanity, but madness in the sense of something
crazy. Crazy. So look at the Mitsudos Tzion. He's in Shi'amum. Shi'amum means insanity. Shi'amum means, we translate that word as a word for insanity. Nutcase. Ha'ilelos, the irv of hadas, confusion of the mind. So I've applied myself to understand, not only be ladas chokhmah, to understand knowledge, and vidas, the knowledge of ha'ilelos, of insanity, the sichlos. Now what is sichlos? Shtos, foolishness. Three different Yodati, I know. Shegam hu rayon ruach. All of these are the breaking of the spirit. Remember the word rayon. We go back to what we learned before. The Rashi and the Mitsudos, they translate the rayon to mean the breaking of the spirit. That these three different types of knowledge, Chochmo, Holelos, and Sichlos, three very different forms of knowledge, all bring a person to a broken spirit. And our psychologists, they break this down. Psychologists, they break down three different categories of state of mind. There's a very wise person. Everything is in order. Then there are people who are totally insane. Totally insane. And then there are people who are mole shtus. Mole shtus is not the same as is insanity. I guess, what's the difference? How do you define the difference between a fool and a shaita is a fool, and someone who is hoilelos, shamum. So, you know, there's a famous expression, I don't know if this really what it means, is that the difference between a fool and a wise man is a fool repeats his mistakes. That's some expression. A wise man. A wise man. No. So it's saying different. That's maybe we can suggest. That's the difference. A wise man. You understand something. A fool also is very wise. A fool is an intelligent person. You can explain something to him, and it makes sense. He can repeat it to you. He can do the math. He can figure it out. The difference is, do you learn the lessons? What's the lesson? How do you go forward with this knowledge? A chacham is zeh chacham haroye es hanoilat. I'm an intelligent person. I have a PhD, and I can take my PhD in economics, and I can make $1 billion. I know how the economy works, and I can rake in the money.
Fool advertises his.
A fool. No, I don't know. Okay, I want to just suggest something. Maybe it's along what you're saying, but maybe it's a little different. A fool is a very wise man. He has all the degrees, but he doesn't have the ability to apply it. A doctor, a person can spend 4 years in medical school, 4 years residency, go for a fellowship for another 10 years, and now finally get a job. Right? You get a real job. and you're a disaster. You can't, all of the knowledge that you've accumulated for the last number of years, you're not able to go forward. That is a shaita. That's a fool. An intelligent person. A lot of politicians you put on this category. They have all the degrees, they're acknowledged as being wise, but they don't have any, they can't do anything. A chacham, a zeh chacham, haroye es hanoilat. You take your wisdom, you go over. And then we have the guy in the middle who's the hoilelois, is you just don't get it. You can't pass the course. The C student. That is the one that is shamum, the insane person. It is Noah. Maybe now we can suggest the difference between these three different types of people. Okay, now let's take a look at the Mitsudo stuff, Apostle Yud Zayin.
The way in churches, you say Rayon.
Broken spirit.
That's chachma as well.
Well, yes, because the more we're going to learn that later on, that's one of the major.
It could be read that Ladas through his chachma, he understood the rest of the sentence that the halelos and sichlos are rayon ruach. How do we explain that?
Shagamze
was rayon is rayon ruach. Why would chachma?
Okay, maybe you're right. Let's see the mesudos. Maybe you're right. Let's see how the mesudos very precisely translates the pasuk gidzayin. Vada libi. What does it mean vada libi? I applied myself. Application. Samti libi ladas lahavchin malas achochma. I applied myself to understand the mile, the advantage. It's good to be a wise man. The advantage of chochma uladas inyan hashiamum, and to understand the inyan, the nature of insanity. The hashtus, and also to understand foolishness. Three different categories of state of mind. Laharich ze mul ze, to compare, to analyze one opposite the other. Lehavchin, to understand Yisroin hachochma al hasichlus. Now he's only comparing the first and the last. To understand the advantage to chochma al hasichlus. Yodati, hein hikarti shagam hachochma. So the Mitsudo says, I have come to the conclusion Shagam HaChokma. So the Mitsudo, Dr. Fuchter, is translating, it's going specifically. It goes without saying that Sichlos and Hoilelois is not a good thing. But Shagam, the Chiddush is even Chokhmah is also something which is, does not serve any great advantage. Heini karti shagama Chokhmah, he shiver and ruch also leads to pain. A person walks away with a broken spirit. Okay. Now this does not fit well with the interpretation, the translation of shiver that we've given in the beginning of the parak, because there we translate Rayon mean a shepherd. A shepherd. Rayon ruach means, and there we translated that Chokhmah is, well, maybe you want to say this, that chokhmah is something very good. Chokhmah is something which shepherds your soul. A person's neshama in this world is lost. A neshama needs guidance. And the guidance of the neshama is chokhmah. The chokhmah is the shepherd of your soul. It is the shagam zehu rayon ruach, the chokhmah is the rayon, is the shepherd of your spirit. We had that before. No, we had that. Shever, as I told you, I'm going back to what we learned before. A couple of when being the parak, we had two translations for the word rayon. What was the third? I don't remember. We had break the spirit and to be the shepherd of your spirit. Okay, let's take a look over here at the. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi pasuk yud zayin. V'edna achshav eslibi. Now I have applied my heart. Ladas es tiv hachochma, the nature of chochma. Mas soifa. What is it's? And by the way, tiv. Now I forgot to tell you this yesterday. We're learning about Birchas Hamazon. Okay, this came to mind now. This is one of the nice things I learned yesterday. I forgot to tell you. We call tov. Al yichasreinu does not say we call tov. What is the difference between tov and tov? Here it has tiv, another word, another variation. I don't know what tiv is. Maybe tiv is Aramaic. I'm not sure. But the difference is tov means it is not evil. That's all it means. This is what this is. I don't know even who says that. I had that. I don't know how to say it today. Tov means It's just not evil. Just because something is not evil does not necessarily mean it's good.
For you.
It could be neutral. Tov. Tov means it is inherently good.
Beneficial.
When we call Tov al yichasreinu, we don't ask Hashem just for Tov. Because Tov just means that it's not Ra. Now that's a shocking interpretation, because then when it says in the beginning of the beginning creation, Vayar lekim es kol asher asa vihinei tov me'od. So all that means, what?
It has to add ma'od to the tov.
Yeah.
Say tov, it wouldn't have to say ma'od. When you bench gaimel, there's one gear, so you might call tov.
Right.
What do you mean? Maybe I should gomel lechayavim toiv shegmolani kol tuv. Okay, so it's a shocking thing, because then it changed the whole beginning of the Torah. Vayar lekim es ha'or ki tov. That's it. Or is just not bad. That's not the way. That's not the common understanding of tov. Tov means it's inherently good. Or is inherently good. It's a chiddush, tremendous chiddush, to say that no, it is potential. What is or? Or is there is potential. It's your duty to take the or. Or is not ra. That's for sure not. But it's your goal to take the or and to develop, to nurture the or, to make it inherently good. You want it.
What's the difference between the words good and goodness?
Good.
Okay. Like tuv tam v'das l'beni.
Tuv. Tuv tam. So tuv is inherently good. Okay. So that just came to mind now, because it says here ve'etna achshav. It says here es libi l'das es tiv hachochma. What is tiv? The nature. Tiv means the nature, but seemingly tiv is related to the word tuv. The goodness of the goodness of chachma. Mas soifa. What is the result? The essence. Okay, the essence of chachma. Mas soifa. Where does it lead a person? Where does chachma? A person spends his whole life with chachma. Will he be a happy person? So that's really the message is trying to show over here is no, you're not going to be a happy person. You're not. Why? Yes, tiv ha-hoilulus v'yasichlus, the essence of insanity and foolishness. V'hoilulus. Now that we teaches, what is hoilulus? This is derech of Rashi. Rashi is very. You know, Rashi all over Torah is Rashi. Always, you know, he doesn't follow the rules of grammar. Rashi doesn't use periods and commas. Rashi, all of a sudden, in the middle of his parish, he can throw you off and give you a translation of a word. And if you don't understand what he's doing, it seems like he's trying to write a sentence and it doesn't make any sense, like a run-on sentence. So here in the middle of his translation, it says, by the way, if you want to know a good translation for the word hoilulos, don't look in the mitzudos. Because, you know, he comes after me. He comes a few hundred years later. I'll tell you what the word hoilos means. It means shi'amum, insanity, v'tiruf hadas. And the mind has been ripped to shreds. There's no rhyme, there's no reason. Loshain irvuf, it's mixture. K'may mohul b'mayim, it means mixed in water, v'sichla, period.
I don't think, is that a sense or is that a sum?
Where's your samach? Where? Sichlus.
It's a mem.
It's a mem. Shi'amum. V'tiruf hadas. Loshon irvuv kumo mohul mayim. So therefore, hoilelus comes from mohul b'mayim. Mixture with the mind. Good, right, and wrong are all mixed up in the mind. There's no logic. The mind is not operational. And then he translates this sichlus is shtus, is foolishness. There's logic, but the logic is poor. It's a very poor. Like we've tried to explain. I gave you one interpretation. Maybe Rashi's saying sichlus. I told you that a shaita is really a very wise person. It's just he does not know how to apply. He knows how to think. He can explain something. You can give him an exam. He'll get 100 on the exam. But he does not know how to reason. Does not know how to apply his knowledge to a given situation. That's not necessarily what Rashi says. Sichlus is whatever. Okay, well, that's just. But there are three different forms of frame of mind. Chochma, Hoilulus, and Sichlus. And now, according to Rashi, he's coming to tell you over here that I've applied myself to understand the where does this lead? What, which of the of these three? What will we? And what is the result? The result is Yadati. The next words of Rashi, Ata. I know. I've come to the conclusion. Shegama chokma yesh by sheveruch. It goes without saying that if a person is hoilulus, he's insane. He's not going to be a happy person. If he lacks intellect, he's going to be. And if he's a shaita, he's also going to be a very unhappy person. But guess what? I have shocking news to tell you. If you're a chacham, if you won a Nobel Prize, you also can be from the 1%, from the people who are the most unhappy people in this world. Why? There's going to be pain, a broken spirit. Why? And that's what he leads into the Pasuk Yud Ches. Rashi does that very often. He leads in, through an abundance of chachma, a person becomes corrupt. Knowledge corrupts. Absolute knowledge corrupts absolutely. What?
Nobody has absolute knowledge.
That's why ignorance is bliss.
But I am reminded of this knowledge of a friend.
He's an explain.
He's a genius. He always used to say the line between genius and insanity is a thin one.
He should know, huh?
He should know.
Yeah.
Okay, thing out of the box. Genius is to think out of the box, and insanity is he's out of the box. Holy crush this. they cross paths. Let's take a look at Adam Sonek. Why? So here explains. Here's the answer to your question. Okay? Here's the answer. Ki Biroiva Chachma, when a person reaches a state of genius, Adam Semech al Roiv Chachma, so you begin to start relying upon your Chachma. Ve'enoi Misrachik min ha'asar, and you don't distance yourself from the forbidden fruits. You don't stay away. Bobar Roiv Kas. And now here is Rashi's and Raghi again. We've gone into forbidden waters. We've gone into Pasuk, we've crossed the barrier, we've gone into Pasuk Yud Ches. Pasuk Yud, let me read the word Pasuk Yud Ches. Ki Roiv Chachma Roiv Kas. With an abundance of Chachma comes an abundance of anger. Now we're going to see soon when we do Pasuk Yud Ches, this, according to most commentators, this means a person gets angry. When you're very, very wise and you watch what's going on out, when you see what's going on out there in the world, you get very angry. How could all these people? How could they? How could they not see what's going on? These foolish people. But that's not. But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi makes no discussion of how you feel. Maybe you're very happy. Could be that a person is very wise, very smug. We know that there are some extremely wise people, and they're very smug. They're very happy with themselves.
They don't care what's going around.
They don't care. That. But so who? What? But the Pasuk says there's anger. Rashi says who gets angry? Hashem gets angry. When a person gets too smart, that leads to Hashem becoming angry. Why would Hashem become angry? Because when a person becomes very smart, he begins to feel these rules do not apply to me. They apply to all the foolish people, not to the wise people. I'm above the law. You're above the law. I do averos. When you do averos, Hashem gets angry. Ki berov, buvavor, rov cast to who? Chiddush, big chiddush in Pshat in the Pasuk. Le HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani Amarti, Rashi cites an example in regard to Shlomo. Ani Amarti, Shlomo said, Arvesusim. Shlomo said, and due to my great knowledge, I can increase my horses, my cavalry, I will never go back to Mitzrayim. And what happened? I return. I did go back to Mitzrayim. And I married the Arab Noshim, I'll have wives, they'll not sway my heart. The Harei Nichtav Alai was written upon me, Noshav, he too has Lvovah, they swayed his heart. The Chenu Emer, Shal Reif Chachmos, who Samach, he relied upon his own knowledge, We learned this in Mishlei. The words of the man, Le'itiel V'uchal. He called himself La'asiel. And what is the word La'asiel? Iti, it's a contraction of two words. Iti kel. With me is the Ribbono Shel Olam. I have nothing to worry about. I can do whatever I want. With me, or we can say, Itikel means there is power. There is power to me, V'uchol, I will prevail. I'm a genius. I have might. I have power. I have might. V'uchol, I can prevail. Or it means Hashem is with me. I can do whatever I want. I need not be concerned that I will do an aver because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me due to my incredible chachma. So Shlomo Melech is saying that is what I've come to the conclusion. My conclusion is that it goes without saying that a shoite and a person who is insane, a shamum, which is the called choleilus, he's going to make big mistakes in life. And his mistakes are going to cost him dearly. But guess what? Even the chacham, the amarti ani, chagam hu rayon ruach, even the one who is a chacham, was wise, he also will have a broken spirit because he will go and rely upon his chachma, he will rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get angry. And when Hashem gets angry, that will lead to a person suffering a broken spirit, knowing that he has caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzar, or has to actually suffer Yisum. So this is Rashi, and we've done them. So now let's take a look at the Targum. Pasuk Yud Zayin. V'yavis libi limda chokhmasa. Now here he adds over here a very bizarre word, the Targum. The Targum says something which totally changes everything. V'chul chulto de malchusa. The hoilulus of malchus. What in the world is that word doing there? Malchus? You can talk about the knowledge, you want to talk about chokhmah, so talk about the chokhmah of being a melech. You know, you have to go to a special school. You have to be taught how to be a king. You have to be trained in the Yoni Malchus. And you can talk about, no, he only uses the word of Malchus in regard to Holelos, which basically he's trying to say is there are three categories of knowledge. There are wise men, and there are people who are fools, which we translated, there's logic to being a fool as well, right? There's either it's a faulty logic, or it's a logic which you fail to reason, you fail to use, to see what's coming in the future. But then there are people in government, people, politicians, they're insane. That's what it says. The hoilulus of Malchus.
Liberals?
There is no logic.
Liberalism is...
No... Liberalism is what?
I didn't make that up.
That's Mark Levine?
Savage. Yeah.
Savage or Mark Levine? Who's the one who said liberalism is?
A mental disorder.
Who said that? Savage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Savage. A savage nation. He comes from his grandparents were Shomer Shabbos. He talks about it. His grandparents were Shomer Shabbos. Could be his parents also were Shomer Shabbos.
No, he says his father was an atheist.
Atheist? No such thing as an atheist, but his grandparents were Shomer Shabbos. He is an apikoros. He is mamish an apikoros. I heard him on law. I heard him in the radio. He's the worst. He is mamish. What?
It's
mamish an apikoros. Other people are just saying. His mom should not be cursed. No, so this is an incredible. The thought process of politicians, the thought process of people in government, this is a targum, it's a shocking thing because it's very disturbing. We start off this pasuk. There are three different frames of mind. There's the category of chachamim, there's the category of the fools, of the shoitim. And then there's the category of the hoilulus, which everyone on the page as Rashi goes out of his way to translate. It means tirif hadas. Mishugoyim, mamish, people that are scribbling on the walls, people that are nutcases, literally insane people. All of a sudden, the Targum says, "Where do you find these people? You only find these people in politics."
Well, let me just where you kind of got that from.
Yeah.
Holiness is the term used to describe Belshazzar's last night, his party.
Okay.
Where they're all, you know, in total insanity, and then that's it. Mm. That's it for him. That's his last night. That's described as holiness, drinking till you're completely out of your mind and arrogant and using the.
But he's saying this is miyuchet for malchus.
So maybe
incredible chiddush. That's an incredible insight that government you cannot understand. You cannot understand the way politicians think. Their minds are so corrupt. You can't get into the, and you can't get into their minds. A shayde is predictable. You can predict that he's going to make the wrong decision. You can predict there's a logic to a shayde. It's not good, obviously, but there's a method to the man. But government employees, government politicians. I'm not making this up. Look what it says here. It's incredible what he says here. He says, "V'yavasli b'limda." I put my heart to limda to understand chokhmasa. Then v'chul chulta de malchusa. The hoilulus of malchus doesn't say that anywhere. And then uman de'a, knowledge. The knowledge of this umandana, then he adds in das, and where did that come from? That's not in the pasuk.
He's referring to himself because he was the best.
Umandana, this suchlis sonusa, and foolishness, knowledge and foolishness. Bechanis, I tested, limida to know, the avdein hu tivius rucha, and I've come to the conclusion this also is a broken spirit, legvar to a person, the mishtadal, the mishkach yason, it's a broken, now he has a whole different interpretation. It's a shivan ruach to try to understand this, not like what Rashi and the Mitzudos both. Rashi and the Mitzudos says is that not only will there be shivron ruach in being a shoite and being from the category of the hoilulos, but even if you're from the category of the chachamim, you're going to be a very sad person. You're going to be a broken person. That's not what the Targum says. The Targum says the pursuit, the attempt to analyze the difference, to analyze how these different bodies of knowledge work, is going to lead you to become a broken person. You're not going to succeed in achieving your goal in understanding the nature of these three bodies of knowledge, of mind. But maybe it could very well be, according to the Targum, a person is indeed a chacham, is a happy person. All of the chachamim are happy campers. Maybe all of the fools are even more happy. Ignorance is bliss. They're even more happy.
See, this is the problem when you're dealing with psychological terminology.
Yeah.
It's very, you see that with Bachman, Bina, and Das. Same thing, trying to define intelligence, trying to match up the terminology we use to the terminology used in Das or in Chazal. It's a very difficult matchup. So, you know,
okay.
Same thing here. Trying to diagnose these terms. Not necessarily, you're not going to necessarily hit the target.
Okay, so let's go to Pasuk Yud Ches now. Pasuk Yud Ches says, "Ki beroiv chochma rov koas," the last pasuk here, with an abundance of chochma. So, what is my conclusion? My conclusion is, "Ki beroiv chochma rov koas," with the abundance of chochma comes an abundance of anger. The Yosef das, the more knowledge you add, Yosef machal, the more pain you will suffer. Now, what does that mean according to the Mitzvot? He says, "Ki beroiv chochma b'mi shenimsa boi harbi chochma boi nimsa harbi koas." The wiser you are, the angrier you are. So it's a sign of knowledge. Angry people are very wise people. Why? What's the reason why? Why is it totally zeb-zeh?
No.
Doesn't
say
that
there are
angry people.
That's what it says.
No, it says if you're wise, you're angry.
Okay. It's not the reverse. I'm sorry. You have angry people who are fools. But people who are wise become angry. Why? You analyze, you become extremely understanding of the way the world works. A wise man, he analyzes society, he analyzes human nature, and you become very wise in understanding the way things work. And then what happens? You come to certain expectations. You reach a certain conclusion. If this is what the situation is, then this is what we should do. This is how we should behave to achieve our objective. And then you go and you look and you see see everyone is doing just the opposite. We're going backwards. And when you see that people are not doing what you're supposed to be doing, because you know what you're supposed to do, you're a wise man, you get very angry.
Frustrated.
You get frustrated. Because things are not going the way you planned, or the way they should be going. And that's why you get angry. And kas is not healthy. Okay, I'm sure there are studies that tell us that people who are angry, it's not good for their blood pressure, it's not good for their health. The Yosef Das, Misha Moisef Das, Lohavin Dava Mitach Dava, person that's Moisef Das to understand Dava Mitach Dava. He's interesting over here, he's saying over here that Das is Mimavin Dava Mitach Dava. We normally associate Das with Bina to Mimavin Dava Mitach Dava. He named Zay Yosef Machav Liatzwe, because he has a lot of pain. Kibal Vurhavonis Dava Mitach Dava, Yaskil Af Es Hanaladas, Min Hamasim. You become wise. You understand the future, the consequences of what happens. If this is the path that the country is following, then you know where they're heading. A person brings pain. Person has heartache, frustration. He'd say basically he's repeating the same thing twice. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi pasuk the Rashi. Let's see the Targum pasuk Yudches. Rashi. We already learned Rashi. Rashi already told the kas again. The original point we review. Look at the fundamental difference between Rashi and the Mitzudos. According to the Mitzudos, who's the one that gets angry? The wise man.
Right.
The wise man. Therefore, because the wise man gets angry, therefore that's now we understand pasuk Yud Zayin. It's Rayon Ruach. Rayon Ruach, a breaking of the spirit, basically is a synonym for kas. When you become very wise, you realize that the world is not behaving itself, and you get very angry.
We expect people to be rational, and they often are irrational.
So that's it's you experience the tsar. According to Rashi, Rashi is an entirely different interpretation that Chochma brings to Hashem getting anger. Because it is human nature that if you're wise, you're better than everyone else, you're from the 99th percentile in wisdom, I'm better than everyone else. These fools, they have to follow the rules. But I don't have to follow the rules. So you begin to do Averos, and the Averos bring to Hashem to get angry. And when Hashem gets angry, then there's going to be punishment. And the punishment is what we call over here the Rayon Ruach and Pasuk Yud Zayin. So according to Rashi, Pasuk example Yud Ches go together, and referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's see Targum Pasuk Yud Ches. Targum Arum. Arum because, why is there Rayon Ruach? Arum because, Gvar de Maskei Chochma Sa, a man who is Marbe Chochma, Kad Yechuv, when he sins, Kad v'lo yisuvin does not do teshuva. So obviously the Targum is following Rashi's approach. When a person who's very, well, it's not really Rashi, it's a little bit different than Rashi. When a person does an Avera, he chooses not to do tshuva. V'lo yisuv b'syufta. He does not do tshuva. Why doesn't he do tshuva? Because he feels, I guess, like Rashi, does not apply to me. That the rules do not apply to me. Maske regas kodem Hashem. This causes Hashem's anger to grow. Udemosif manda'a. Now Rashi is something which I don't. The Targum is something which I don't really have clarity. Well, I don't know. I look in Farsh. I don't know what it means over here. It's a whole new idea that a person udemosif manda'a, a person that increases knowledge. The mus bital you say. And he dies young. He dies as a young person. Moisef ke'ev libo likarivo causes great tsar to his relatives. In other words, if a person who gets a good education, right, he's a young man, he finishes school, he's educated, he has an intellect, he's all prepared for life, and then suddenly he dies. So that's the worst time for a person to die. When he's in his prime. Because after the person spends a significant portion of his life accumulating knowledge, what?
See how this connects to the earlier.
It does, right. That's what's very disturbing. I don't know. You're right. I don't know.
You say he got depressed. Or not, he got depressed. He committed suicide.
Doesn't say that. He's saying over here an entirely new idea. I don't know how to connect the dots. I am not aware how you can be over here. He's telling us something entirely new. The Yosef, when he concludes in the pasuk, the Yosef das Yosef Nachlov means that of a person who increases knowledge, and according to the Targum, a person who reaches an age in life where he has increased his knowledge. Now he's at a point in his life where he's going to apply his knowledge. He's going to go out into the world and get a job. He's been educated. He's now ready to go forward and apply his knowledge. And suddenly he dies. He dies, and his potential has. This is what is called Yosef Machov. It is a great source of heartache for his family. Right. All of that education, all of that potential has been wasted. This is a very. Now, what does that have to do with this whole thing? Nothing, right? But that's.
He doesn't know how to apply his knowledge.
He does know how to apply his knowledge, but he's been taken from this world.
But he can't apply it.
No, that's now we're discussing according to the Targum. The Targum is saying it's saying something very strange. Ud Moisef Mando, a person who adds knowledge, vimus, and then dies, bital you say, in his youth. Talia means a young man. Why, I know you're very disturbed. What does this part of the pasuk have to do with everything we're learning until now? I have no clue. My safe ke'ev liba causes heartache lekarivoy to his relatives. What? My inyan shmita etzel har Sinai. I don't know, but that's what it says. That's what it says here. All right, that concludes the parak. We'll stop over here. Tomorrow, parak beis. B'min neder. Mitzvah Hashem.